You know, there's a new registration system now, 13-1 for the first 6 months, 13-2 for the second six. Well, that doesn't appear to have helped, because car sales would appear to have fallen off a cliff. Shane Teske is the co-founder of MotorCheck.ie, and he joins me on the line now. Shane, welcome to the programme.
Hi, George. How are you?
What is MotorCheck.ie?
It's a website for getting a car history check, George. So to avoid buying a banger that's been crashed or written off in the past, you pop the registration number in to our website and we'll give you the full rundown on it.
All right. Okay. Now, falling off the cliff, just how much are they down year on year?
Well, it's not a huge surprise, but July or June is down 73%. 1,654 cars registered, as opposed to 6,336 last year.
Now, is this the month of June or the year to date?
The month of June, George.
Okay.
Everybody's waiting for, as you said, the new super-duper 132 number plate, which, accounting or according to industry experts out there, are flying off the shelves like hotcakes.
Okay, well therefore, this figure isn't really bad news. It's just a reapportioning of the sales momentum from June to July.
That's right. I guess it's more uncertainty than anything else. For the full year, we're down 33%.
Ah, that's a much more important figure,
yeah,
surely.
Yeah, it is. And look, we're hoping that July will see somewhere in the region of 6,000 registrations, a small recovery for that month. But if we finish up the end of the year in around the 20% down on the previous year, that won't be a surprise.
Now, how many cars would we sell in 2013?
Well, if we do 70,000, I think everybody would be very happy.
Right. What was the best ever then, roughly speaking?
You're going way back to the heady days of the year 2000, George, when we were up around 200,000 cars.
200,000 cars in the year 2000 and 70,000 cars in the year 2013.
Yeah, I mean, it's criminal, isn't it? The industry, in a way, is on its knees. They expect that for everybody to survive and earn an income out of this industry, we need to be doing 100,000 new cars a year.
Okay. Now, I was talking to my taxi driver yesterday, and he was telling me all about the new car. Well, it wasn't new, but it was new for him, if you know what I mean, that he had just bought, and he had bought it from Glasgow. Are a lot of people doing this, buying cars abroad?
They have to, George, yes. I mean, we've seen imports up 20%, but you remember back to 2009 when they fell off a cliff then? That means there's a shortage of used cars around today.
Oh, so, I see what you mean, yeah. Well, if you haven't sold new ones, there's no old ones then to buy.
Exactly. And we're all going across to the British car auctions and Mannheim auctions in the UK. By the truckload, we're bringing them back.
Now, is this good or bad or what?
Well, no, it's just, again, a kind of a realigning of the marketplace. It's good for somebody who owns a car at present and is looking to trade it in or sell it privately, because the values are extremely strong. It just means that you've got to get your numbers right when you're considering, do I hold on to this used car for another 2 or 3 years and suffer the running costs? Or will we take the plunge and go for the new 13-2 number plate?
Now, I remember long ago buying a second-hand Mercedes fairly cheaply, I have to tell you, and it was diesel, but it sounded like a Leyland bus, and it couldn't accelerate to beat the band. It just could not. Like.
Yeah.
Diesel has changed remarkably over a 20-year period, say, and is now more popular than petrol, is it?
Yeah, 70% of cars now are all diesel. And it's really down to the classification of road tax, because a lot of the diesel cars fall into this band A and band B, which is very cheap to run. But they do say that over the course of the next 3-5 years, you're going to see a return to form for petrol.
We will.
Yeah, because people are starting to get out the calculator and work out the running costs over a 3-year period versus the increased list price, the amount you have to pay to buy a diesel car today, which be $2,000 or $3,000 more.
Is it diesel more expensive than petrol?
It is.
Oh, I see.
To buy the diesel car, it is, yeah. Easily $2,000 or $3,000.
And when I was in Cork, of course, living in Cork, because there was a Ford factory, everybody bought a Ford. Who's the market leader now?
As of today, it's Volkswagen in pole position.
Really?
Yeah. The Ford Focus, which has always been an extremely popular car in Ireland, is in third position. But that could all change as the year goes on. You know.
Now, this Volkswagen you're talking about, this isn't the Beetle. The Beetle's gone forever, has it?
Well, the Beetle, no, I wouldn't say gone forever. Right. There's a new version of the Beetle out, I believe.
Oh,
actually.
Really?
Yeah,
okay, yeah, yeah.
But it's the Golf is the new Beetle.
Oh, I see.
The new, the new Golf is winning awards left, right and centre, and it looks like the Irish have really taken to it. A firm favourite with these higher drive cars as well, so you'll see a lot of them around Dublin Airport and Cork Airport. Cars that come back on the market after 9 months at a great price.
All right. Thank you so much. Shane Teske, the co-founder of MotorCheck.ie. And remember, if you're worried that the car you're buying might be a banger, just put the registration number into MotorCheck.ie and Bob's your uncle.